it's no real contest. I mean, yes, there'll be a contest between, you know, individuals who have been allowed to run, but basically people who really present, you know, a political alternative to Ahmadinejad and the clerics who run Iran have been disqualified from running. So, yeah, in that sense, it's a sham.
What does Iran hope to do by even holding elections? Say to the world, look, we've got elections, get off our back?
Well, look, elections have a lot of cachet, especially for a country that sees itself as a republic, which Iran does. So elections have always, you know, they play an important kind of cosmetic role. Ahmadinejad was, you know, he's president of Iran today because he won an election. So, you know, there are real contests, but they're so circumscribed that, you know, meaningful alternatives are basically excluded by fiat.
What needs to be done in Iran to ensure free and fair elections? Do you ever see that happening in your lifetime?
Yeah, I certainly do. I mean, look, people, you know, at the last presidential elections in June 2009, the fact that those were, many Iranians saw those as cooked and Ahmadinejad's victory or reelection as very suspect, you know, they were out in the streets in very large numbers. I mean, I think that's, those people, I'm sure, still feel very much the same, even if they've been cowed for the time being from appearing on the street in such numbers. But I mean, the Iranian people, I'm pretty confident, will turn this around at some point.